You're listening to Adventure RX, an active prescription for the non-compliant.
I've always had mixed feelings about New Year's resolutions. To be honest, they seem kind of trite. It's one of those things that everybody just does because they're expected to do it. And I'm not sure that it doesn't just wind up setting us up for failure and making us too attached to a specific task or a goal. So I've decided to set some of my own goals in my own way because I'm getting ready to embark on a pretty big adventure, and that's an opportunity for growth. And I don't want to wait until that opportunity has passed to look back in my rearview mirror and say, this is what I could have been or should have been working on. I want to lay that plan out right here today in episode 42 of the Adventure RX podcast, which incidentally is the last episode that you're going to hear me before I am recording from somewhere out there, probably somewhere out west, on the road. The Adventure RX podcast is a production of Living Vertical Studios. Visit livingvertical.org to sign up for our email list where you can get free updates for every blog and podcast that we publish, as well as event notifications for the free meetups that we're going to be hosting all around North America in 2016, and so much more. Visit livingvertical.org, and there you can get all of that by signing up for our email list. And you can connect with us on all of our many social media channels, as well as looking at films that we have created, photos that we've taken, and get more involved with the work that we are doing to help establish adventure as the foundation of a healthy lifestyle. Now, today's episode is a little bit of everything, because before I start out on a discussion of my take on New Year's resolutions and what I'm working on for this coming year, I want to just really quickly ask you to check out if you have any interest in the ketogenic diet that I have been following, and I would say loosely promoting, because it's not my diet as such, and I'm not benefiting from other people being on the ketogenic diet, but it has done a lot of good by me in some areas. And since I've had the opportunity to bring that technique to a lot of people or to promote it, I feel like it's my responsibility to discuss openly the fact that I just got my blood work back yesterday and I discovered that my cholesterol is sky high. And I wrote a blog about this at livingvertical.org. If you go to the homepage, you'll see it linked right there in the bottom of the homepage, that you may have interest in taking a look at if the ketogenic diet is a topic that you have had any interest in. And you can take a look at that. Let me know what you think. I'm not fully ready to abandon this diet, even though my cholesterol was total of 390 something, I believe, if memory serves me correctly. It's super high. But I'm going to make some adjustments and see if I can move forward with it. And I'd love to have your thoughts. And I want to make sure that I'm upfront about communicating that, because some people do not adapt as well to the saturated fat in the diet, and it can create an elevated cholesterol level that you may need to do something about, which is what I'm dealing with. And certainly that's not typical for everybody. Many people go on a keto, low-carb, high-fat diet and actually have the opposite reaction, and their blood levels are spectacular. So it seems to be some sort of a genetic variability that happens, and I pulled the short straw on that one, so I'm going to have to keep tweaking the diet a little bit to make that work better. Anyways, I don't want to get sidetracked on that in today's episode. I really want to just talk about the concept of New Year's resolutions first and foremost before I discuss the specifics of what I want to focus on in 2016. When I broached the topic of New Year's resolutions on the Facebook page, I wound up getting a handful of folks that commented saying, I don't do New Year's resolutions. I resolve to make no resolutions. And I realized that for a lot of people, the concept of saying, I am going to accomplish this task in the next year seems a little bit useless, and probably because it has to do with the way that it's worked out for us in the past. And if you're good at sticking to those resolutions, sometimes you get so focused and pigeonholed into doing one thing that it winds up becoming negative and kind of has a negative effect on the larger context of your life. Or for other people, maybe if you're not great at keeping those resolutions, it just never goes anywhere. And it's like, what's the point of, you know, starting something new if it's not going to work out, when you really need to just be able to be flexible enough to adapt to challenges as they come? And I can see both sides of that, and I get that. But for me, I always feel like when I put something out in the public and I say what I'm going to do and I have other people who are able to hold me accountable, that gives me a better chance of success in the long run. So a big part of the reason why I want to talk about resolutions on this podcast is because I think it helps me really be more accountable. It helps me appreciate the process that is coming up, because I'm not looking at this as being something that is going to necessarily be fun or easy. I'm looking at this really as sort of a little petri dish in which I am going to grow a new Steve. I'm going to grow a new self. Now, not in the whole existential sense. I'm still going to be the same person as far as who I am. But I'm about to put myself in a situation where I'm going to have no choice but to adapt to a different, completely different way of life that is going to put stress on me that the person who's sitting here right now at this desk in this house with a level of relative normal ease and comfort, this person recording this podcast right now is not going to be able to survive out there on the road. And I know that. And it is that very process of transformation that I'm really excited about, because I want to see who I become when I kind of put myself out there in that position. And I don't have a back door that I can just escape from and say, I don't want to do this anymore, but where I'm out there living it every single day. Okay, so here are my resolutions. There's a total of 7 of them. 3 of them are quite specific, and 4 of them I would consider supporting resolutions, because they're not so much their own thing as they are the context and the changes that I'm going to need to make about myself and my lifestyle in order to accomplish the first 3 tasks that I'm going to tell you about. Okay. And if you're listening to these and you think, wow, you're insane. Yeah, I definitely set the bar high, and I'm trying to do things that are difficult for me that, again, that I can't accomplish as the person that I am now. So I am really trying to push myself, and I'm not trying to set a goal that is attainable. I'm trying to set a goal that in my mind, I have significant doubts about whether or not I can accomplish it, because that's the whole point in the way that I look at the entirety of resolutions. So the first goal that I have is a climbing goal, and it is multifaceted. There's 2 parts to this goal, but basically I want to climb farther or higher than I ever have in 2016, and I want to climb harder at a higher grade of difficulty. So in 2012, during Project 365, I reached a new level for both of those categories. I climbed my hardest route during that year of climbing, which was only a 512A/B. And I didn't do it very gracefully. It was really hard. There were two 512s that I climbed, and they were both a just knockdown drag out, but I eventually got them cleanly. And it's an area that I want to expand on. And I don't have a specific climb, but my goal is to get to the point where I can climb a 512C. And certainly, you know, if I'm able to reach beyond that, so much the better. Or if I reach that target earlier, then, you know, we'll make plans accordingly. But that would be a big stretch for me. And that would eclipse my hardest climbing up till this point. Also during Project 365, I climbed almost 80,000 feet. I think it was 79,419 feet, if memory serves correctly. And my goal is to top that by a little bit and shoot for 100,000 feet of vertical climbing in 2016. And I know that I'm not going to be climbing every single day. That's not the goal. And I'm not trying to really make this into a formal project. Like, this isn't 100,000 feet of climbing for, you know, diabetes awareness. This is just for me to see if I can do better. But I think that climbing every single day and having that burden of not being able to take rest and not be able to divide my climbing up in such a way where I was able to really go hard every single time I went out because I didn't have the chance to recover in between. I want to see if I can actually climb fewer days out of the year, but for a longer cumulative total distance. That's the second part of my climbing goal. Now, when I think about that, for me, those are both fairly audacious things for me to even say. I feel a little bit silly for even vocalizing them because I am not a 512 climber and I am not the type of person who, you know, goes out and does big days of climbing on a regular basis. I'm kind of lazy. I'm a little bit casual when I go climbing. I like to lead a couple of routes and then, you know, and when I say casual, I don't mean safety, you know, casual safety wise, but I just like going out and hanging out when I'm climbing. I'm not always really very driven to get a lot of mileage in. And so, yeah, these goals are way outside my comfort zone. But if I'm going to become a better climber in 2016, this is the way to do it. I have to set a big goal that's going to force me to change who I am and change my habits and my lifestyle. All right, my second resolution is to shoot 100 videos throughout 2016 and post them on YouTube and on the livingvertical.org homepage. So I've recently become a little bit enamored with vlogging, and I know the term vlog does not sound particularly suave, but it is something that it's a different way to tell a story, and it's very visual and it's very dynamic. And one of the reasons why I want to take this on is because, again, I know that if I say I'm going to give myself one video project for the year, I'm going to waste time and I'm going to put it off and I'm going to do other things. I'm going to look at the camera and I'm going to look at forums and I'm going to watch other people's stuff. And I'm not going to get out there and get into the thick of it, roll up my sleeves, get my own hands dirty, and start telling stories visually through video because I'm going to be putting it off and trying to, you know, learn more and get better when really I need to go out there and start doing it and make the mistakes and learn to just do it better by doing more. Additionally, I think that this is going to be a really interesting way to share the experience that I'm having as I'm out trying to meet my climbing goals, as I'm out living on the road, the people that I'm going to be spending time with, and the characters that I will undoubtedly meet, and certainly the characters that I already know that I'm going to be encountering, who are my friends that I'm going to be spending time with and climbing partners. I think that making a lot of videos is different from the idea of trying to do one really polished, long narrative work. And I've done that. I've done Project 365 when I made the documentary. And I don't really want to do that again because I spent so much time trying to make that perfect. And then I realized that honestly, I just lack experience. So if I'm going to get better, I need to get more experience. And I'm not going to get experience if I'm waiting to get better before I start shooting and editing more. Plus, I think video can be a really good way to build a relationship with you. And I want to really be able to have that relationship with the folks that are following what we're doing and to be able to share that experience. So 100 videos on YouTube 2016. Make sure you sign up or subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/livingvertical. My third goal for 2016 is to launch a business. Now, up till this point, how I've been supporting myself and my family is through doing freelance media work. I do photography, I do videography, and I do audio capture and editing. Now, I don't have a professional background or an educational background in any of those things. I'm self-taught, like a lot of other professionals out there. I've spent time doing and learning and honing my technique to get to the point where I am certainly not the best in the county or even probably, you know, within 10 mile radius of where I am at any given point in time. But I know that the work that I do is good enough to meet the needs of some businesses and some people. And rather than holding myself back by saying, you know, I'm not perfect yet, there are still things that I don't know how to do, what I want to do is say, look, I'm still learning, but here are things that I know how to do well that can meet your needs. And I want to formally put that together as a business and develop my media work so that I have a little bit more of a consistent opportunity for self-employment, and so that I can actually make money off of the photography, off the videos, and the audio that I'm producing anyways. So my first three resolutions that you just heard, they are somewhat integrated, right? I'm going on this adventure because I want to get better at climbing. I want to be stronger, and I want to be stronger because I want to put myself in an environment where I can capture more content. I can make more videos and share this experience with more people, hone my technique so that I can then build that into a freelance business that's more focused than right now what I'm working with. And those kind of work all together. Here's the problem. I am not the type of person who does things that require a lot of focus and discipline naturally. I have the focus and the discipline that I need within certain areas of my life so that I can afford to kind of let my hair down in other areas of my life. And specifically, if I want to accomplish any of these three tasks, I'm going to have to become a person that has a very different way of living. And some of that is going to happen naturally just by being in a different environment, just by living on the road. But here are the supporting resolutions or categories of things that I want to work on in 2016 that I believe are going to help facilitate my first three goals for the new year. Number one, every day move for a minimum of 30 minutes. And that may seem like a no-brainer, especially if I have any hope of trying to accomplish my 100,000 foot climbing total for the year. But one of the things that happens to me is when I get into an edit, when I'm doing stuff on the computer and really processing media that I've captured, I will sit at the computer and edit for hours and hours and hours and hours, and writing blogs and doing all of these things with media on my rest days. It can be really easy to get sucked into a routine where I don't do anything. And I realized that over the last couple of years, I've learned to do that. So I figure I have to unlearn doing that, and I have to relearn how to force myself to get out and to do something, to just move every day for a dedicated period of no less than 30 minutes, because that is going to make a big difference in my ability to recover and just my ability to be healthier and also my ability to be happier. Because when a day goes by that I realize I've just been staring at a screen the whole time, it just has a really draining effect mentally. And so in order to stay positive and healthy and to be moving towards my bigger goals, I need to move every day a minimum of 30 minutes, no matter what. Next, I need to drink more water. And it's easy living on the East Coast where humidity is really high and you feel like you can get away without hydrating as much or as effectively. But being on a low-carb diet and where your body tends to naturally flush out a lot of water anyways, and being out west a lot, being in the desert and being very active, I'm going to have to do the simple task of just drinking more water, which is something that I've been neglecting horribly to do. Although since I've been thinking about this, I've actually started to do this already, and it has actually helped. It's helped me get up earlier, which is going to be my next resolution. And it's also helped me with my blood sugar. And so again, this is a very little thing that's going to help to facilitate the other goals that I have. And I already mentioned that my next resolution is to get up earlier and to go to bed earlier. And I find that in order to be productive and to be creative and really get things done, it's not about the amount of hours that I sleep. It's about when those hours occur within the night. And so when I go to bed at 11, like I did last night, which was an early night for me, because typically I get sucked into some project where I'm working and then I don't get up until, or I don't go to bed until like 2 or 3. And then I sleep, you know, I may sleep the same amount of hours. Like I may get up at like 9:30 or 10 or even 11 the next day. And so it seems like, okay, I've gotten, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 hours of sleep, but I still feel really haggard. I'm groggy. I'm not able to get up and do much. So last night I actually went to bed actually a little bit before 11. I woke up right around 4 a.m. I just woke up and I was like, all right, well, I'm awake. Let's go. Let's do this. I got in some exercise. I did about 30 minutes or so of stretching and meditation, which is my next resolution. And I was able to get a blog written and a bunch of other things done, communication correspondence and get some other planning done and have breakfast and get all of that knocked out before anybody else was up in the house. So getting up early is something, and that's probably the hardest thing out of all of these resolutions. Getting up early is my Achilles heel. Ever since I was a kid, I've hated getting up early. I like to sleep in. I like to go to bed late and I like to sleep late. But I have also found that when I make the effort to do that differently, that it has a huge effect on everything else in my life. So that is on the list of resolutions for 2016. Okay, and my last resolution for the new year is to spend time every day in mindful meditation. So for different people, meditation means different things, obviously. Some people, it has more of a spiritual or religious significance. For me, it's an opportunity to just quiet my mind and to kind of wipe the slate blank so that I can start my day with some clarity. And so what I try to do is I usually incorporate a little bit of stretching because having some sort of physical action to focus on helps me lose myself in that so that my mind isn't being bombarded or, you know, that my mind isn't being breached as easily by every little thought or worry that pops into my head. And trying to do that for just 15 minutes in the morning and the evening, first thing after I wake up and first thing before I go to bed at night. I've done that a little bit in 2015, and every time, and like I mentioned a moment ago, I did that just this morning, and it makes a huge, huge, huge difference. And even meditation aside, like even if I'm not able to take that time and put into specific focus concentration by myself where I'm without distractions. One of the things that kind of goes hand in hand with that is mindfulness and just being thankful. Because even if I'm driving or interacting with another person, I can focus on just actively being thankful and enjoying the experience for all that it is around me. I'm going to great lengths, literally and figuratively, to change my lifestyle and to move my family onto the road. And I've done it in the past where I go off on an adventure and before I'm even halfway there, I'm already on to the next place. And so I miss what I'm doing because I'm focused on the next thing. And in this case, in some ways, it's almost easier not to focus on the next thing because I have no idea what the hell the next thing is anyways. So in another way, that's almost worse because then my mind can run free with limitless possibilities and worst case scenarios, and I don't even want that to happen. But one of the things that I found when my mind gets too cluttered or overwhelmed or when I feel negatively about things that helps kind of reel me back in and get me centered and focused at a place where I know that I'm on the right path and where there's hope, even if things are difficult, is just taking the time to consciously practice thankfulness. And I actually do that as part of my meditation so that when something pops into my head, that's the technique, if you want to call it that, that I use to dismiss thoughts that pop into my head while I'm trying to meditate and just clear my mind. If something comes in, I take inventory of that thought and I say, oh, well, I'm thankful that that's, you know, that that's there and you can go now and we'll catch up with you later, but thanks for stopping by. And so those are the resolutions. Those are the things that I want to accomplish. I want to climb a 512C. I want to climb 100,000 feet. I want to make 100 videos and post them on YouTube in 2016. I want to get up earlier and go to bed earlier every day. Mindful meditation every day, drink more water, and make a conscious, devoted effort to move every day for a minimum of 30 minutes. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast in 2015. I believe that 2016 is going to be even better because instead of just pursuing adventure, in 2016, we are going to succeed in finding it and catching a whole bunch of it. And I would love it if you are along for the ride. So make sure that you are subscribed on iTunes so that can happen. Check out our homepage, livingvertical.org, and sign up for our email updates. Blogs, videos, and event announcements are all coming through there. And furthermore, you can connect there with us on social media, and we're pretty active on social media. And as we hit the road, we're going to be doing a lot of updating so that folks can really experience the journey with us in real time or very close to real time through all of those different channels. The podcast is awesome, but there is more of what we're doing through Living Vertical out there at the homepage. If you haven't done so already, I'd like to encourage you to leave us a review on iTunes because that helps more people find the work that we're doing. And if you've already done that and you want something a little bit simpler, just go ahead and share the link to this podcast on your social media and recommend it to your friends. Okay, folks, 2015 is officially a wrap. Make sure to visit livingvertical.org for show notes and to find out more information about the artists who are lending us their music to facilitate this podcast. And I want to specifically say thank you to the artist Pattern. They're friends of mine who have composed some of the music that you're hearing on this show, and they've done us a real significant favor by allowing us to use that music. And so check out livingvertical.org in our show notes where you can find links to them and much more. We will see you in 2016.